You might find them hopelessly low-tech, but VHS tapes are making a comeback. We spoke with Josh Schaefer, the editor-in-chief of a magazine dedicated to video store culture. I've been reading that you said 10 years ago this was just a bunch of guys nerding out in a room, but now it's a bigger movement. What is this about? Are we nostalgic for VHS?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are nostalgic for VHS. I think people are nostalgic for the experience. Like actually watching a tape, like sitting down and just using physical media, like the tactile aspect of it, you know? I also think that, you know, there's a lot of stuff on VHS tape that is either better experienced on VHS or it's only available on VHS. So I think there's a lot of factors that come into why we love the format and the experience.
What's better experience? Because I was going to say, can you really get a picture that's clearer than digital?
No, it's not about the picture. I think it's about the feeling. I think it's about the vibe. I think it's about the feeling it gives you, right? Because I think people that grew up in a certain time remember VHS, you know, fondly and going to the video store fondly. And, you know, for certain movies such as like B-horror films or cult classics and things like that, they just feel more right on VHS tapes. I guess that's something that you have to identify with to really understand that. But I think that younger people are actually getting into it and, you know, love the aesthetic of VHS and appreciate it, you know, the kind of degraded or blurry or fuzzy kind of aesthetic. You know, you see a lot of like filters that make things look like VHS tapes now because people want that aesthetic attached to what they're doing.
Interesting. I just saw the movie The Holdovers, and that seemed to have a little bit of like a, I don't know, 70s cinematography going on. I don't know if that counts. But anyway, back to VHS. And you mentioned a moment ago that it sounds like there are some things that you could get on VHS that you wouldn't be able to get digitally or on DVD, such as?
Well, there's a lot. So I think there's movies like, you know, The Movie Lunch Meat, which we named our magazine after.
You answered another one of my questions early. Go ahead.
Yes, that's it. Yes, exactly. But I think what VHS does, you know, is it allows people autonomy, right? Physical media in general, including discs. I mean, when you look at things that are streaming, you're kind of prescribed by the streaming form, the streaming platform, what you can and cannot watch, right? And then things can be taken off streaming, and then you'll never see them again if you don't have a physical copy of it. And I think that's the strength of VHS. That's the strength of physical media in general. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's all kinds of movies. I think that's what our magazine talks about, right? We review films that are only available on VHS or don't have an American DVD release, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like a good example is this movie Stranded, which is kind of like a family thriller. You know, where these aliens come down and there's this big hullabaloo, and it's really cute and fun, but you can only watch it on tape.
Interesting.
So that's just an example. Yeah,
you'd have to get that on VHS. Okay. But honestly, isn't it a pain to, what was the old saying, be kind and rewind? I remember that being kind of a nuisance.
Oh, rewinding? Oh,
yeah.
You know. I mean, some VCRs rewind for you when it comes to the end of the tape. It'll automatically rewind it for you. They also make rewinders that look like, you know, 57 Chevys and motorcycles and pianos and boats and ones, you know.
Is that to say you can get a machine nowadays that's going to play the VHS? Because, you know, some people say, well, yeah, I don't even have a DVD player anymore.
I mean, VCRs are out there. You know, I think it depends where you are in the country, you know, and when you go to secondhand shops, if they still want to, you know, stock those, if they see interest in them, they'll put them out, right? But VCRs are everywhere. I think the real problem is getting one in working order. But I think, you know, it's important with Lunch Meat, what we do to inform people how to take care of their VCRs and how to do some, you know, layman repair and to take care of it. Because without the VCRs, without being able to play back the tapes, they're kind of just artifacts. They're kind of just objects, right? So, I mean, I think the VCR is very, very important. But to answer your question more directly, yes, they are still out there and they're available.
All right. And apparently catching on. And Josh Schaefer, editor-in-chief of Lunch Meat, which he explained, a magazine dedicated to celebrating VHS and video store culture. Josh, we thank you.